Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear our word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. So as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this, well, just please pass it along to them. Have you ever seen those TV shows where they follow along with the police on their calls? I don't even know the names of the shows. I think one of them is Cops, which I guess makes sense, but I've seen them advertised. The ads alone make me nervous enough. There's no way I would watch an entire episode. I mean, my goodness, what our police officers have to deal with on a regular basis is just amazing and sad, because they're dealing with people having their worst day. And sometimes it's because that person got caught up in someone else's bad decision. And sometimes it's because the person themselves made their own bad decision and now they're suffering the consequences. Either way, I don't find it entertaining to watch people suffering from bad decisions. I mean, I've made enough of my own poor choices in life. I don't need to watch anybody else's. And praise God, who patiently restores me after I make a mess of things on my own, and faithfully allows my poor decisions as a learning lesson for the future. But what about those who don't learn? What about those who don't seek restoration? How does God feel there? What does He think about those who continue to make bad decisions and promote evil? Well, He tells us in Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 18. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men and women are without excuse. We read a little of that last week if you were with us, that we're without excuse because of creation. You know, God doesn't like evil. And as author Max Lucado writes, evil angers God because evil destroys His children. In Max's book, In the Grip of Grace, we also read this. On page 18, Max Lucado writes this: God doesn't get angry because He doesn't get His way. He gets angry because disobedience always results in self-destruction. What kind of father sits by and watches his child hurt himself? What kind of God would do the same? Do we think He giggles at adultery or snickers at murder? Do you think He looks the other way when we produce television talk shows based on perverse pleasures? Does He shake His head and say, oh, humans will be humans? I don't think so, Max writes. Mark it down and underline it in red. God is rightfully angry. God is a holy God. Our sins are an affront to His holiness. His eyes, as Habakkuk 1:13 says, are too good to look at evil. He cannot stand to see those who do wrong. God is angry at the evil that ruins His children. As long as God is God, He cannot behold with indifference that His creation is destroyed and His holy will trodden underfoot. God loves us. He doesn't want to see us hurt. Now, He has given us free will. We're not puppets. He allows us to make decisions and choices. He's also given us the opportunity to choose Him, to know Him. You know, our verses from Romans today tells us that we are without excuse because of creation. And not only in Romans, but listen to just a few of the other verses from God's Word that creation testifies to the knowledge of God. Psalm 19, verse 1 through 6, powerful passage in Psalm 19. Verse 1 through 6, David writes, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. Did you look at the sky this morning? Oh, my sky is blue and clear. Maybe yours is too, but maybe yours is cloudy. But either way, it declares the glory of God. Did you see the moon last night? So bright, so bright. And even if yours was occluded by clouds, it still declares the glory of God. We are without excuse. We are without excuse. Another great verse, Job 12:7-10. Job 12:7-10 says, "But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind." The animals know the Creator. Therefore, we are without excuse. Max Lucado also writes in his book, In the Grip of Grace, on page 20, "Creation is God's first missionary." Don't you love that? Creation is God's first missionary. There are those who never held a Bible or heard a scripture. There are those who die before a translator puts God's word in their tongues. There are millions who live in ancient times before Christ, or who live in distant lands far from Christians. There are the simple-minded who are incapable of understanding the gospel. What does the future hold for the person who never hears of God? He writes again, Paul's answer is clear. The human heart can know God through the handiwork of nature. If that is all one ever sees, that is enough. One need only respond to what he is given. And if he is given only the testimony of creation, then he has enough. The problem is not that God hasn't spoken, but that we haven't listened. God says his anger is directed against anything or anyone who suppresses the knowledge of truth. God loves his children, and he hates what destroys them. We are without excuse. God loves us so much that he does not want to see us hurt or choosing the wrong path in our lives that could lead to our hurt. He has given us the path to follow in Jesus and gives us the opportunity to choose Jesus and his righteousness each day. We see God in his word, and we see God in his creation. May we be found faithful to listen and obey. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.